Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 9:40 on this Friday morning. Let's get an update on the Brass Rail. The owner is with us right now, Tony Abaganum. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. Last we spoke, it was Christmas time, and the Tom and Jerry's were flowing.
The Tom and Jerry's were flowing. It was such a great season. I couldn't believe how welcome everyone made me feel, and how the community came out and supported us, and a lot of smiles over the Tom and Jerry season.
For people who might not know, because it was a few months ago, and we've got new listeners now on our new station, just kind of remind people where things are with the Brass Rail and its ownership and how this all kind of came to be.
Well, as you know, Paul, Helen David, my cousin, opened the Brass Rail in 1937 and ran it for nearly 70 years, which, you know, at that time it was unheard of for a woman to own a bar. Then my Uncle Charlie and Cousin Maroon inherited the bar when she passed in 06. They ran it until COVID, and unfortunately, my cousin Maroon passed just after COVID, and the bar went up for sale, was sold out of the family for a couple of years, and it became available again. So Jimmy Raddatz, who's a local Port Huron kid who is just, he's fantastic. He was looking at the property, at the building. The realtor, Kramer, they knew that I was interested in the business and keeping it, getting back in the family. So they called and said, there's this guy, you should meet him. And so we met, hit it off, I partnered on the Brass Rail. He bought the building. He's doing great things with some renovations upstairs. And we were shooting for June 15th opening. That would have been 89 years to the day that Helen opened the bar. But it just, too much work. Yeah, you know, and we don't want to rush it. We want to do it right. So we're not setting an opening date at this point, but it'll definitely be before Tom and Jerry season.
What kind of surprises have you found as you've been renovating the Brass Rail?
Oh, well, Paul, we pulled up that carpet, and a little known fact, Helen owned the first bar in the state of Michigan to have wall-to-wall carpeting. So that was kind of sentimental, but we pulled that up. We found three layers of linoleum underneath that. And below that were these beautiful maple hardwood floors. So after much sanding, not by me, but they've been reconditioned, restained, and they're absolutely gorgeous. So then we looked up and took out that drop ceiling and found a tin ceiling above that and had that reconditioned. It was not in as good of shape as the floors, but we were able to make it work and salvage it, and it's beautiful. So those are the two main things. The whole bar has been removed, so we've got a new bar. Actually, today, Paul, the bar top that we have, custom-made bar top, which is going to be gorgeous, is being delivered. So big, big things happening at the rail.
The Brass Rail, where does the name come from? Is there a brass rail along the bar?
Yeah, that's. I never actually got to ask Helen where she got the name. So there are other Brass Rail bars around the country. Mm-hmm. There's one in Toronto.
There's one in Detroit.
But to the best of my understanding, it is the Brass Rail that runs along the foot rail, the length of the bar. And we're trying to salvage the original one. But, you know, the things are almost 90 years old, some of them.
Yeah.
And it's... So there'll be a brass rail, but I don't know if it'll be the original brass rail or not.
This is a monumental project that you've taken on.
In my wildest dreams, there is only one reason that I've taken this on, and that's it's a sentimental reason. This is a project, and I said this before on the show. I said the Brass Rail doesn't belong to me; it belongs to Port Huron, and it would just be a crime to see the Brass Rail become a Starbucks or disappear altogether. So it's but I'm having so much fun. I'm doing everything that I'd want to do in a bar, and probably spending more money than I should, but it's going to be special.
Well, how do you describe your vision of the Brass Rail? What's the Brass Rail going to be like when it opens?
Well, You know, like Helen used to say, the brass rail is an extension of my living room, and I treat my customers at the bar the way I treat guests in my home. And we're going to continue that philosophy. You know, that it's all about hospitality. People ask, you know, when I ask, you know, what is your job? It's like, it's to put smiles on faces. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's make people's day better when they leave than when they first walked in. You know, she opened the bar during the Great Depression. It must have been tough. I mean, people were, and, you know, be able to walk into the bar and feel welcome and escape that life for a couple of hours. So it, as far as the programs goes, you know, we're going to obviously have a very in-depth cocktail program because that's my background, but really founded in the classics. So we want the drinks to match the decor, to match the feel. But really, it's just, like I said, we're all great people meet, as Helen would say. And we're not, I don't want to say too much because we want it to be a surprise, but taking down all the TVs. We'll have one big projection screen for Lions games. But, you know, it's because the bars should be a place you go and meet. Meet new people, meet with friends, make new friends. You know, I watch people during the holidays, Paul, and it was just so not, nobody cared about the TVs being off. Everyone was engaged with one another, you know, not on their cell phones, mm-hmm. you know, actually face to face, eye to eye, sharing a Tom and Jerry and, you know, catching up. And that's the vibe.
You mentioned cocktails are your background. It's not just your background, it's been your passion. You are the mixologist. For people that don't know who Tony Avaganom is, remind people a little bit about your status in the world of mixology.
Well, Paul, I've spent the last 46 years of my life behind bars.
Some of the greatest bars in North America, right?
Yeah, I've been very blessed. Steve Wynn had me do the program in 1998 at the Bellagio, and that really kind of took my career to another level. It was a lot of focus on the Bellagio. Prior to that, I had some great jobs in San Francisco, where I worked with Harry Denton and reopened the famous Starlight Room. And that was just as this cocktail revolution, revival, if you will, was taking place, just getting started. And that's where I wrote my first menu in 95. And, you know, I had this kind of revelation in 1993. I moved to New York City to pursue a theater career. Mm-hmm. You recognize me? I was the Alka-Seltzer Plus guy that year.
Right.
And the acting didn't work out, but I met a cat by the name of Dale DeGroff. And Dale was the head bartender at the famous Rainbow Room. And I remember sitting at the bar and just watching him work and how he interacted with, you know, his clientele, with his guests, and the smile and interaction. And it was just, and a light bulb went off. And I said, here I am in New York chasing this dream of being a theatrical actor, when I have this great profession that I love and I have much more control over. And in that moment, I guess I just decided I'm going to become the best bartender that I can become. And like you said, you didn't have Google at that time, so you had to get the old books and mm-hmm. read and study and taste. And back then, Paul, even squeezing a lime fresh was cutting edge.
Yeah.
So we've come a long, long way. You know, the profession is like I've never seen it. The creativity, the use of, you know, fresh ingredients is the norm now. Right. Even the great bars in Port Huron, I mean, they've all upped their cocktail game. And it's just so nice to see. And we just want to add to that.
We don't invite you in because you bring a bottle with you when you come in. But you do, and it's nice, and it's appreciated. What'd you bring in here?
Well, you know, I'm all about the bar team. You know, mm-hmm. keeping involving the team in every aspect as much as we can. So we went down to the Detroit Distillery, mm-hmm. and we picked out a barrel of Butcher's Cut bourbon whiskey.
Ooh!
So this is a high rye bourbon whiskey, and it's also at 116 proof. So that's why I asked you for a little water. But and there's a great old Scottish saying that nothing improves water like whiskey.
Well, what a great way to close out the week and head into the weekend.
So we tasted six barrels, took the whole bar team mm-hmm. down, and selected this barrel. Mm-hmm. So they are bottling it for us now. We'll get about 240 bottles out of that barrel, And this will be the whiskey in the Brass Rail House Old Fashioned.
Great.
So let's give it a whirl here.
All right.
See what you think. God, I love that sound.
That is a great sound. These are great glasses.
Thank you. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And it doesn't drink like 116 proof.
No, no. But it just, okay, this is going to sound way more, it dances on your tongue.
I love that.
It just, it feels so good and warm. That's lovely.
That's a lovely dram, right?
Yeah, it really is.
So you can imagine this with some Demerara syrup and my pecan chicory bitters. It's going to make a beautiful old fashioned.
It is, absolutely. I can't wait. Date to be determined.
Date to be determined. We hope to be doing something around boat weekend because, okay. That's such a great weekend in Port Huron. But like I said, we're not going to rush it. We're going to take our time, do it right, and we'll be ready when the snow falls to make some. We've got a lot of great things in the works. It's going to be so much fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. Keep us up to date. Keep us posted on opening dates and other things like that. But this is lovely.
Well, you are the first person outside of the bar team to get to sample the Brass Rail Barrel.
So I feel honored.
It's been an honor to share it with you.
All right. Well, cheers.
As Helen would say, happiness.
Happiness. There you go. Tony Abaganum, thanks so much for coming in, and good luck with the restoration of the Brass Rail.
Thank you, my
really
friend.
Really fun stuff. Let's check weather real quick here on WPHM.